Iraq's long, hot summer shows no sign of abating. Shootings and bombings are a daily occurrence in the increasingly notorious Sunni Triangle. There have also been riots and violent protests outside that area, in Baghdad, Basra, and elsewhere. The unrest has reached even the most remote parts of the country, including the southern Fao Peninsula. NPR's Ivan Watson went to Fao and sent us this postcard.
This is Iraq's final outpost before the Persian Gulf, a sleepy town of 22,000 people built on the Shatt al-Arab waterway, which divides southernmost Iraq from Iran. Until now, Fao was best known as a bloody battleground during the Iran-Iraq War of the 1980s. 52,000 Iraqis and more than 100,000 Iranians are said to have died here during the nine-year conflict. Saddam Hussein's government built massive monuments and mosques to remember those who died in Fao. Residents today, however, are far more preoccupied with the aftermath of Iraq's most recent war.
Since the war, until now, we haven't seen electricity.
Locals like this 13-year-old boy named Salam Shafik all say the same thing. Since the power lines to Fao were cut during the U.S. and British invasion last April, they've rarely had more than 10 minutes of electricity a day, an unbearable situation given the region's 130-degree heat and humidity. More recent shortages of fuel haven't helped matters. Scores of wooden fishing boats are beached on the riverfront. The crews sit on land fixing their nets. Because of the rising cost of diesel, the fishermen say it's too expensive nowadays to go out to sea. Last weekend, tempers finally boiled over. On the same day that demonstrators rioted in the city of Basra and at least one other southern Iraqi town, a group of angry locals in Fao hurled concrete and debris and shattered streetlights at the entrance to the headquarters of the small British occupation force stationed here. This old man named Sandy Abdullah works as a guard for Iraq's southern oil company. He says not long after the demonstration, three masked men on a motorcycle drove up to a pier on the waterfront, where he and his colleagues protected what was the oil company's brand new water pump. It had just been installed by Iraq's U.S.-led administration to pipe coolant to the nearby oil facility. Abdullah says his unarmed guards could not stop the masked men from laying explosives and blowing up the equipment.
I want a Kalashnikov, chief. Kalashnikov. But I don't have anything. Only my hand. Empty.
Most of the locals denounced this act of sabotage, blaming it on Saddam loyalists, Islamic militants, and even Kuwaitis. But this angry fisherman says the people of Fao were responsible. Our people did it, he says, because we are angry about the British. They haven't given us electricity or fuel or jobs. If the situation continues, he warned, there will be more attacks. The British military aren't saying much about the incident here. Lieutenant Simon Thompson, the young commander of Fao's small British garrison, says electricity will soon improve, since two more power generators are on the way.
There have been some worries from the population, but through British Army efforts and other organizations' efforts, the situation is progressing well and getting better day by day.
Ivan Watson, NPR News.